I've ever played in this particular auditorium before, but it's really a pleasure to be back in Amsterdam. Thank you. We have some new songs and some pretty old songs. Yeah, some very old songs. Actually, this one is a very old one. I found inside a book time. You know that I'm the son of your own steps in flight. You had to hide sometimes, but now born here in Amsterdam. This is Mark Goldenberg. I just learned that tonight. I mean, just moments ago. So I guess this is a new place, huh? This is a new auditorium. Somewhat new? It's not the Carré. Sounds good though. How are you up there? Everybody comfy? Yeah? I'm just trying to make the walls come in a little bit, just make it a little smaller in here. This is a song about growing up in, for me, growing up in Southern California. This could be about any place really that has a coast. This is called The Barricades of Heaven. That never ends. playing the bass guitar. Also, my record producer, this is Kevin McCormick.
Shape the plan, the way the hammer shapes the hand.
Thank you. Singing and playing the keyboards up here with us, this is Jeffrey Young. Hey, is it loud enough out there? Raising the question, I love my staff, my expert staff. Rosie! You don't hear Rosie right now. Ask me later. I'll feel more like it later. Strange days, very difficult days. I want to thank you for coming out here to hear us sing tonight, and just tell you that we're all very, very glad to see the demonstrations against the war that have taken place all around the world for the last month. And ourselves are opposed to the war and have demonstrated against it in California, where we're from, and also where we were on tour a few weeks ago. And having said that, it's difficult to sleep, and there's a wild, sinking feeling that no matter what the people of the West want, the leaders are committed, and by the leaders of our country. I want to say something very simply. You know, I really think that what started to happen, when it started to happen this past month, is like a big awakening, and people are beginning to see through the reasons and the excuses and the pretexts for making war, and they're starting to see that the people who make the war are the people who profit by the war. And I think that's a very good thing to have start to happen, and we have to make sure that process of understanding what's going on continues to happen, and that we continue to oppose the war, regardless of what the war makers do in the next few days or the next few months. Having said that, we're very happy that you came here tonight. And, there will be no more further announcements about the war, but because so much of what I have to say about it is contained in the song. Thank you. Jesus in the sky. This is the first auditorium that we've played in all of Europe that looks like this. I kind of like the way it looks, but it does kind of look like, you know, rock show. We've been playing in some smaller places and some very old theaters. Thank you. I think it sounds great too. Are you sure it's loud enough? All right. Just check. Because it doesn't look loud enough. I mean, it looks like it wouldn't be loud enough until you were like, you know what it looks like? It looks like a sports hall. It looks like where we play basketball. So those places are always too loud, you know? So I was thinking that this should be too loud too, and then it would be just right. This is a song. This is a love song. This is about staying in love.
I've got some things that I want to do, and I want to do with you. world God wants to see. And the world has been showing you how it's no place for your tender heart now. In a world that keeps turning you down, only the heart knows what is turning.
Get the idea that I'm just going to do whatever you tell me to do. That would actually be fun for me. It's just like, you know, when we're working on a record, you know, you're in there day after day, month after month, and eventually, you know, we all get hungry and we want to eat, but nobody wants to order dinner. You know, we just really, no one wants to have to think about what they want to do. They just want to have somebody put the food in front of them. Isn't that right? And I'm sitting down by the highway, down by that highway to see. Everybody's going somewhere, riding just as fast as I can ride. But I guess I got a lot to do before I can master shoot their lives or justify. Pray to God for me, baby, He can let me slide. I've been up and down this highway, far away.
out across this wilderness. There's just one thing I was hoping you might guess. Baby, you can free me all in the power of your sweet tenderness. Yeah. Oh. 'Cause I can see it in your eyes. You got love burning in the blue. You're not sure what you got to gain, but you don't like to lose. You watch yourself from the side, like your life was a game. You don't mind playing to keep yourself from blue. I don't mean to be cruel, baby, but you're looking confused. Maybe if you can hear me, turn down your radio. There's just one thing I want you to know. When you've been near me, I felt the love stirring in my soul.
A lot of other people. people recorded it before I did, so I kept changing my version, you know, to sound more like theirs. Each time they do, I go, oh, that's pretty good like that. This is more or less the way it was. The first recording was made of the song. I mean, my part of it is like that. Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days. These days. These days I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. And I had a lover, but it's so hard to risk another. Now if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it shows that I've been cruising so. You from the great vast interlocking freeway system of Southern California, where we spend about half of our time. Some of us spend more than half of our time. Some of us try to move out of town and go live out in the country, or you know, like a beautiful beach city somewhere out of town, but then they have to basically drive into town every day. You probably have people who do that. I was one time here, I was walking along the street, and a very pretty girl came up to me and invited me to take part in a I just mentioned that she's very pretty because I'm remembering it as I tell you, you know. She was very exceedingly pretty and very young. And she and a bunch of people went and sat out in the middle of the intersection. It was wild, you know, that. They said, you want to come take part in this demonstration against the automobile? You do that here, right? You evil. I didn't do it. She was pretty, but she was not that pretty. She was like, I mean, I wanted to, but I just thought, that's ridiculous. I once went flying with a girl who was also very pretty, and she had a pilot's license, you know. And I knew her because she worked at the record company, and she was a very, you know, she was fit, you know what I'm saying? And she shows up to take me flying in a two-seater plane. And she's wearing, you know, cut-off jeans and this little shirt. And as the plane took off, I believe she can fly this plane. I believe that she can. But then we got over Los Angeles, the vast interlocking, you know, we got over the LAX airport, you know, the international airport, which has a corridor running through it. And she said, okay, I want you to, like, you know, keep looking out the window and make sure that nobody's coming. I looked at her again and it was, you know, I thought, she's very, very pretty, but she's not that pretty. Not this pretty, anyway. This is a song about all of this, all of the above. This is called The Naked Ride Home.
Thank you.
gathered her clothes and ran through the yard in the dark. Up onto the porch like a flash and inside. And one room at a time, I watched every light in our house come on. At the truth that would eventually dawn, forcing me to decide. But on that freeway, the light was missing. Her beauty, a sight so up here. This is Val McCallum. This is Amanda Honey. She's our homie from New York. And this song here is a song that is the opposite of the song we just played for you, in that this is a song about a relationship that's going on. And been going for a long time and gonna go on for a long time longer. This is called My Stunning Mystery Companion. What with all my expectations long abandoned, and the future I no longer saw my hand in, how I found you is beyond my understanding. My stunning mystery companion. You don't want to be out here forever on this road. We're living among the boxes where all my past lives have been stored. Maybe you're thinking of some place with a garden by the sea. Where we could slow down, you could put a little more work in on me. But with all my expectations long abandoned, my solitary nature notwithstanding, you're the one who pulled me out of that crash landing. My stunning mystery companion. Thank you.
I hear you laughing, somehow the past just disappears. Maybe you were joking when you said you'd take me for 10 years and no more. The best of me, you could take another 10 years and be sure. What with all my expectations long abandoned, and the life that just gets more and more demanding, there's no doubt that you're the reason I'm still standing. My strange mystery companion. Thank you.
you very much. We're going to take a short intermission. You know, 10, 15 minutes. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, if you like Lay for the Sky, you'd probably like this one too. Same maker, same brand. It's just a slightly later model.
I guess I never knew what she was talking about. in the shape of a heart. 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 In the shape of a heart.
It is so Dutch. It's really pretty good, you know. It's very, very nice to hear you, you know, call for my songs. It feels great. Thank you. The danger, of course, is that I get into the frame of mind that I'm really supposed to do what I'm told here, you know, or what I'm at, well, you ask of me, you know. I do want to do what you want me to do. I kind of want to do it. I kind of don't want to do it today. This is a... Now that, see, if I do the Pretender now, then we have to leave. I mean, we're just sort of programmed to sort of, you know, go make a sandwich after that, you know, it's like... So, you know, we're going to do the Pretender. Matter of fact, we're going to do just about everything everybody asked so far. It's just not exactly when you asked it. It's out of the question. For taking the trouble, for hanging on the trunk. Now you're working through the rubble of a shattered mind. Yeah, baby, tell me why the tears are falling from your eye. Tears of laughter, tears of grief. I think the tears of a captured thief. You thought that you were home free. You thought you had a well in hand. But there were things about her you didn't understand. Began to lie, you really should have let her go. You're learning how to talk about it, you're learning how to bend. It's like you're learning how to walk all over again. Thank you.
set your compass by. You sit and by her soulful smile, the fire in her mind, the way she goes that extra mile. The love you wanted this to be, somewhere down the line, you'll find her eventually. Your grandma and her grandma were sitting around heaven discussing the mom. Loving that girl was not your crime. Living without her gonna take some time. Loving that girl, next thing you knew, you were turned away from the thing you do. Loving that girl you couldn't see. Living without her gonna make you free.
Whether this is going to be old enough. Sometimes there are people in my audience that, you know, you hear a voice from the back, play some of those old ones. I see, you know, like, Yosemite Sam in my, oh, you probably don't know who that is. Who is it, Asterisk and Obelisk? This is a song that was requested. It was Sunday a couple weeks ago, but we're going to do it now. I've been waiting for something to happen for a week or a month or a year. With the blood and the ink of the headlines and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before. Where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war. And there's a shadow on the place of the men who sent the gun. Of the wars that are fought in places where their business interest runs. On the radio, talk shows, and the TV, you hear one thing again and again. How the USA stands for freedom, and we come to the aid of a friend. But who are the ones that we call our friends? These governments killing their own, or the people who finally can't take anymore, and they pick up a gun or a brick or a stone, and there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannons. There is blood on the wire. Thank you.
of the wars that are fought in places we can't even say the names. They sell us the president the same way they sell us our clothes and our cars. They sell us everything from youth to religion the same time they sell us our wars. I wanna know who the men in the shadows are. I wanna hear somebody asking them why. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are, but they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance. There are people under fire. There are children at the cannon. There is blood on the water.
One dance you'll do alone.
keep a fire for the human race. Let your prayers go drifting into space. You never know what will be coming down. Perhaps a better world is drawing near. Just as easily it can all disappear, along with whatever meaning you might have found. Don't let the uncertainty turn you around. Go on, make a joyful sound. From a seed somebody else has grown. Go on ahead and throw some seeds of your own. And somewhere between the time you arrive and the time you go, may lie the reason you were alive, but you'll never know. Spoken to my friends in the band Venice this afternoon, I would come and say hello to you guys. She was standing at the road when a big truck pulled.
Rosie, oh, Rosie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
is a really old song.
Sometimes I lie awake at night and wonder where my life will lead me, waiting to pass under sleep's dark and silent gate. I found my love too late, running round day after day, looking for the time to play, while my old friends slipped away. Never should have had to try so hard to make the love work out. I guess I don't know what love has got to do with, but the times when we were happy were the times we never tried. I'm sitting down by the highway, waiting for a ride, wishing I could fly away, wishing I could hide. Oh God, this is some shape I'm in, when the only thing that makes me cry is the kindness in my baby's eye. Sometimes I lie awake at night and wonder where the years have gone. They've all passed under sleep's dark and silent gate.
Thank you for coming out to hear us play Amsterdam. I was sort of glued to the television set for the last 24 hours. I'm just trying to imagine doing anything, going anywhere. I had a conversation in the middle of the night, 4 a.m, with someone in California about plans that we're making for 6 months from now, or for a year from now. And you get wrapped up in making plans, and you start thinking about what you want to do, as if the world were on some sort of predictable track. I know. It is so strange to me that And I think that I've had this conversation maybe 1,000 times in the last month. I mean, no one can really not talk about this. It's really a very strange time in history. It's a strange turning point where the world's largest superpower is actually making a case and marketing its idea of initiating a first strike and going to war. And it's completely unacceptable to me. And it's very hard to actually function, to do anything, or to imagine doing anything like, you know, plant a garden, or go out to dinner, or to plan a tour. And I look out the window and think, you know, how am I going to go? You know, I mean, it's murder. Okay, it's like planning a murder. They're going to murder some people. They're going to murder some innocent people. Whatever name they call it. So it's very hard to. It's hard, very hard to be away from my family now, and I know that's true with everybody here who's playing on the stage, and everybody in our crew too. So, saying that, I just want to say thank you very much for being a wonderful audience, and for welcoming us here, and for making us feel at home, and for coming. Thank you.
the shade of the freeway. But I pack my lunch in the morning and go to work each day. The evening goes around, I'm going home. Get up and do it again. Amen. Say it again. Amen. I wanna know what became of the changes we waited for love to bring. Were they only the fitful dreams of some greater awakening? They say in the end, it's the wink of an eye. When the morning light comes streaming in, get up and do it again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Caught between the longing for love and the struggle for the legal tender. Where the sirens sing, and the church bells ring, and the jumpman pounds his thunder. Where the veterans dream of the fight, fast asleep at the traffic light. The children summoning for the ice cream vendor. Out into the cool, strolls the pretender. He knows it all, his hopes and dreams begin and end there. Show me what laughter means, and we'll fill in the missing colors in each other's paint by number dreams. And we'll put our glasses on, and we'll make love until our strength is gone. Moonlight comes streaming in, get up and get it. Yeah.
you very much. We leave you with this song to take care of each other. All right.
Looking out at the road, rushing under my view.
Thank you.
Soldier of Orange on the video.